Well, good afternoon and welcome to McDiarmid Park here in Perth, where Thistle come on a bit of a high after the 2-0 victory against Dundee on Wednesday night. Weather conditions just about perfect ahead of today's game. One or two anxious moments this morning as fitness tests were held for Liam Lindsay and Abdul Osman ahead of the game. And delighted to report that both have come through and both feature in a team that shows just one change from that which beat Dundee. In fact, just one change in the last two games, and that, of course, was enforced with Ryan Scully's dislocated shoulder. Means he misses out, and a debut for Torsten Stuckman in the Jags' goal. So Thistle line up with Stuckman in goal, a back three of Danny Devine, Adam Barton and Liam Lindsay, a midfield five, which includes Christy Elliott and Callum Booth as the wing-backs, Ryan Edwards, Abdul Osman and Sean Welsh, Chris Doolan and Adi Aziz up front. On the bench, goalkeeper Connor Cullen, David Amu, Chris Erskine, Davey Wilson, Declan McDade, Davey Syme and Ziggy Gordon. For St Johnstone, they've got a few changes as well. Xander Clark lines up in goal, and then in number order it's Stephen Anderson, Stephen McLean, David David Witherspoon, Danny Swanson, Joe Shaughnessy, Paul Payton, Richard Foster, Brian Easton, Liam Craig and Graham Cummings. On their bench, goalkeeper Alan Manis, Blair Alston, Chris Miller, Michael Coulson, Liam Gordon, Chris Kane and Aaron Comrie. Referee is Barry Cook. And Stuart Bannigan once again joins me in the commentary box. Stuart, obviously a big win for the team on Wednesday night. Did you sense that there was as much relief as excitement in the aftermath of the victory?
Yeah, Michael, especially because they hadn't won in so long, you know, you forget the feeling. But I think what was so impressive about it was how dominant we were. Dundee didn't really have a sniff at the full game. And, you know, to see it out comfortably 2-0 is a great, you know, sort of lift for the boys coming into today's tough game.
Absolutely, and there was a lot of key components, I think, to the makeup of Wednesday. You talked about the confidence the players played with. It was the pressing for me. It was the amount of touches that the back three took in the opposition half and trying to make sure that we squeezed the game as much as possible, and I think that was most significant.
Yeah, the back three has worked really, really well these past couple of games. It's really cramming teams in their own half, which is great for us because, you know, all the ball's in their half and we're right up on the opposition team. It'll be the same today. Can we get Liam, can we get Adam Barton, can we get Danny on the second balls in St Johnstone's half and cramming them in? That'll be an important key factor today.
Absolutely. And the two injuries for Abdul and Liam are important. The manager has hinted that Liam's fine, but Abdul, it's maybe a bit of a gamble today.
I know Big Abdul well. He's had a few reasons this time. You know, he's had a few sort of wee knocks and Fridays in the past, and he's always came through well. I think, you know, I know myself, I've had a few as well. During the game, you know, the adrenaline comes in and you kind of forget about the pain. Yeah, it might be sore after the game, but if Thistle secure the win today, it'll all be worth it for Abdul.
Absolutely. It's quite amazing the difference the 3-5-2 has made all round. It just looks a lot more solid. It just seems to suit every facet of the team, doesn't it?
Yes, but it's been so impressive that we've tried that a couple of times the past few years and it's just not worked, whether that's personnel or whether we just didn't know what we were supposed to do. Then I don't know, Michael, but this year it just seems to be clicking. I don't know if it's Big Adam Barton being in there and having a calm, composed sort of person at the back driving out with the ball, but everything just seems to be clicking these past couple of games. But, you know, we only won Dundee and Wednesday night. We need to try and take that onto this week and try and go on a good run because we need to keep up picking up points. We've got tough games coming up.
Absolutely. St Johnstone beat us very comfortably at Fir Hill. Now, last year, of course, we held the upper hand with 3 wins out of 3. But one thing I do suspect is that the boys will want to try and put what happened in that opening fixture between the two sides to the back of the minds and just concentrate on this as a one-off game.
Yeah, I remember that game at Fir Hill. It was quite a weird game. There wasn't a great tempo to the game. It was dead flat, I felt, after the game. You know, St Johnstone were comfortable 2-0 winners that day. So, yeah, we had up hand them last year, but, you know, we're going to turn this around because they're a very good team. You see that against all the big teams, near enough, they pick up points. They had a great point midweek at Ibrox as well, and they always seem to do well, and they're always up the high end of the league. So, make no doubt about it, this is a very tough game here.
Yeah, and to look at the fact that we're now going three games in the trot with the same outfield 10. Continuity, good thing, or do players like the fact that there's a possibility of mixing things up, changing things about, or is the fact that we can say same again a good thing for the team?
I think it's been proven to be a good thing. You know, we're getting a lot better in terms of performances, so sticking with the same 10 is absolutely fine for the manager's point of view. What he does have is he's got great options on the bench, we know that. But the players that are playing there now are doing enough to keep a jersey.
Absolutely. It's amazing to think, if you'd said 2 weeks ago, Chris Erskine, well, there isn't really, I wouldn't say there isn't a spot for him, but you could say that he just has to basically wait and bide his time. You would think we were crazy if we said that.
I don't think Chris has been good enough this year, has he? Listen, Chris is basically, you know, he's near enough carried the team in terms of their offensive load for a large part of the season. He's picked up a wee injury the past couple of weeks. I think he's still feeling it a wee bit, so it's not as if he's full 100% fit at the minute. But you know, Chris will be back in the team soon. I'm sure about that. He can play in a number of positions. So Chris will be fine, mate, sitting on the bench now and coming on if need be.
Absolutely. Now, the one we haven't touched about is Big Stucky, the goalkeeper. New to a lot. We saw just a few minutes of him in the game on Wednesday. We may have seen him in that development game. But what kind of person is he to be thrown in at the, I wouldn't quite say the deep end, but here he is thrown in to play in very important fixtures, knowing especially what we've got coming up. Goodness, this could be a make or break spell for him, couldn't it?
Yeah, he's an experienced goalkeeper, you know. I'm sure he'll handle it well. He handled it no problem on Wednesday night, sorry. But listen, I've not seen enough of him in training, because I've obviously not been training. But what the boys say is that he's a, you know, great physical presence, as you know. He'll come and collect crosses, which I think will be important today, because St Johnstone put a lot of balls in the box from all over the pitch, and they're very good at set pieces. So if the big man can come out and collect a lot, he can take a lot of pressure off the back line.
He, of course, is 6'6". You've got Big Liam, Danny Devine, Adam Barton. A lot of height now in that defensive area. And you've got to hope that losing goals to headers to the likes of Scott McDonald is going to be a thing of the past.
And it should be. What I felt was so impressive again on Wednesday was every ball that was in the box was cleared by a good distance as well, and you should have that with the height of our back three, and with us going forward, putting balls in the box when we're up for corners and set pieces, could be a big difference, because we're a very physical team. But you forget about Abdo as well, he's very good in there, so we've got a lot of positives in that sense.
Okay, time to catch up with our first interview of the day, and we just spoke just 15 minutes ago, in fact, to the manager, to Alan Archibald, to get his thoughts ahead of today's game, and here's what he had to say. Alan, the luxury of just about same again, obviously Ryan Scully out, but the outfield 10 stay exactly the same, and that's a good bit of news with a couple of injury doubts.
Yeah, it's something we've not done very often this year. I think we've had to move things about all the time with injuries or results driven, so no, it's good to name the same lineup. I think they all know their jobs, but it's not a given that we're going to perform the exact same way. We said that, lads, they need to be ready for a different type of game today.
Absolutely. Liam and Abdul were both doubts. Glad that they've made it, because I think they're very pivotal players and very difficult to replace.
Yeah, it was strange. One was stronger than the other from the Wednesday. One was better on the Thursday than the other one was, and it changed about on the Friday. So I think Abs might struggle, but I think he's such a key component of the way we want to play that it's vital that we got him on the pitch. And if he's not, if he breaks down, we'll get David Wilson on. We've got other options here on the bench as well.
Torsten Stuckman starts in goal. Big chance for him. He seems a very confident lad, and I think he'll try and grab this with both hands if he can.
Yeah, well, that's what he came to do. At his age, he's not coming to sit on a bench. I think he wants to play football. We told him that when he was coming, it'd be a challenge between him and Ryan, and now he's got his chance. Not under the conditions he'd have liked it, but he's got his chance now, and he's down to him to take it.
Now, how much of a relief and an importance was both strikers getting goals on Wednesday night?
I think it's vital. Strikers thrive on confidence. I think you can see that with Addy's reaction. I think a lot was made with Addy, I think, because he's had so many chances. But it was great that Dole's got his first goal as well. I think sometimes we forget about that, because Dole's doesn't get as many chances. But and it was great that they combined for the second goal as well. And they've got to really take a lot of confidence from that. And the way they played it well, because if you take the two games, their partnership was night and day compared to the first game.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's only two games they've played together, and that's something that's going to build up in time the more often that they play together.
Yeah, well, they played before in the Hearts game previous, and in the other St Johnstone game they were together as well, but this is an out-and-out kind of, with that formation with the five behind them, it allows them to go and stay up the pitch. It's key defensively that they do stay up the pitch and stop their full-backs coming forward as well, but we want them to stay up the pitch for different reasons as well, so it allows them to do that, and they've got a key part to play going forward and defensively for us.
You've had a look at the St Johnstone side. Obviously they're in a very good place at the moment, good side. As we've said before, the benchmark for the rest of us.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Tommy's made a few changes, some enforced, but it's just like for like. He does that really well. He brings one midfielder out, and like Miller's out, and Peyton Craig are in, and it's just very, very, they're all similar, and they all know their jobs, regardless of who he puts in and out, so it'll be a tough game.
And once again, first goal's going to be so important this afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, especially against a team like St Johnstone who defend so well. They've got a great record at defending. Experience is key with Anderson, I know him well. And they manage the game really well. So if we can get the first goal, great. But it's not the be all and end all. We've came back before and hopefully we can do it again.
Let's wish you well for today.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the thoughts of the manager then ahead of today's game. I just touched on that last question, Stuart. First goal, it's important in a lot of games. I think it's doubly more important against a team like St Johnstone, who are very thorough and very professional in the way they go about their business.
Yeah, you see when St Johnstone score first in a game, that 9 times out of 10 they see it out, and you always sort of resort to doing stuff you're not usually doing, putting long balls up the park and getting in the box, because they defend them so well, and when they get that goal, they don't mind going a wee bit deeper and defending what they've got. So they're very good at that. So we need to make sure, you know, we don't surrender any easy goals today and we're right in the front foot.
In the two games that we played here last year, we scored some wonderful goals, it must be said. But at the same time, we stopped them to a degree, but they always posed a threat. They got one goal back in both games, but I think it was to our credit, maybe a bit of good fortune. I think Abdul's handball that got him sent off, but it was clearly inside the box. We dodged a bullet there, but by and large, you know that whatever circumstance St Johnstone face, they have the qualities to really play to that whatever's required, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I remember that game well, because it was sort of the last field game I played was here at McDermott Park, and I think the first half they were brilliant. They were 2-0 up, cruising the game, and then St Johnstone get that goal, they seem to always do, and put you under a lot of pressure. So, you know, they're never out of it. You know, they're a very experienced team, they've been in a lot of situations, they know how to handle situations like this, so, you know, we need to make sure we're on our P's and Q's defensively.
Yeah, you can have a wee look at their lineup today then, and as the manager said, a few changes, but you just look at that, they've got the likes of Danny Swanson, who's had a marvellous season for them. They look a team packed with experience, don't they?
You look at that there, near enough every single one of them would have played at least 200, 300 games, I think, there. You know, your likes of Liam Craig, who's played at a very good level at Hibs, etc. Paul Payton, obviously, we know well, has played a lot of games. So they've got experience all over the pitch. As I said, they know how to win games, and that's how St Johnstone are always up near the top of the league.
And you get the impression, though, that looking at their bench, they've got one or two youngsters in, the likes of Comrie, the likes of Liam Gordon and Michael Coulson. So they've got a scenario, perhaps with one or two injuries, a bit like ourselves, that they're sort of using, they're having to use their entire squad.
Yeah, but I think the manager touched on it there. They've still got Chris Miller in there, who plays quite a lot for them in central midfield. You know, Blair Olsen, who's got a wonder goal on him from time to time. He scored a great goal midweek at Ibrox. So they've got quality on the bench to bring on, you know, if need be.
So where do you see the key areas today? I like the battle that we're going to have in midfield. I still think that three have got an ability just to find space, just to create a wee bit more than perhaps they were doing with the 4-2-3-1 formation.
That's where the game will be won today, and there. 4-4-2 St Johnstone play near enough every single week. Yeah, their striker will maybe try and drop into the deepest midfielder, but strikers aren't the best at doing that. You know, that you always try and pick space off a striker in midfield. So our three in there and our three at the back should have time in the ball to drive forward, and it's whether or not we pull St Johnstone out of their shape and work that well, because, you know, we've seen the past couple of games and spells that, you know, we can get in really good positions behind their midfield. And I think we need to try and move it a wee bit quicker as well at times. You know, we've not maybe moved it as quick as we'd like, but it's looking like it's getting there.
Chris Doolan has a quite superb scoring record at this venue, but Adi Aziz has now got a goal, and I think we all felt once he got one, it could just take the shackles off him. He's played a lot of good football since he came here. He just needed to add goals. Now that he's got one, I suppose there's a different type of pressure on him now.
We'll see. We'll see today, Michael, won't we? We'll see. I really hope so for the big guy. One thing that I think we can guarantee is he will get a chance in a game, a chance or two in a game. You know, he's proved that in every single game he's played. The St Johnstone defence, you know, absolutely no disrespect to them, but they're not the quickest. You know, they're not the quickest backline. And Big Addy has got lightning pace, so he can 100% cause them problems today.
Absolutely. So let's get some player thoughts then ahead of today's game. And our victim, if I can use that word, was Ryan Edwards. And here's what the young Aussie had to tell us.
Ryan, obviously everybody buoyant after the performance on Wednesday. A couple of days at training, I take it, have been well utilised to sort of keep that positivity up.
Yeah, it was great to get the 3 points. I think we deserved it over the last few weeks that we've played the games, and so it's pleasing for that. And then it's just the next few days are just about recovery, and we'll go into the game firing ready for 3 points, hopefully.
Absolutely. St Johnstone, though, a team that are doing ever so well. I think they're second equal in the table. They're a team that just seem to grind out results week in, week out. Very good side.
Yeah, they're a very good side. They've shown they're the informed team of the league so far, and they're joint second position on merit, and we need to be wary of them, of their strengths, and hopefully you can come up against some, fight against their weaknesses, and hopefully open them up with our new formation as well. So it's going to be a good game, and not so much a bit of revenge from the last result, but more of a we need to be better because we'll be off the game, that first game when we play them at home, so you know we're going to be fine come today.
Absolutely. I think if that game showed anything, the first one, it's how important the first goal in the game is, and we've been doing that a lot this year. We've been getting the first goal, but we now look as though we're a bit more resilient about us.
Yeah, definitely. I think that game we played them, that was the hiccup of the season, and kind of went on our run of not so great results, and then with the performances we've played and the weekend's or Wednesday night's result, the boys are all positive, and hopefully we can carry that performance and kind of resilience at the back, like you say, to take into the game.
Absolutely. Change of formation you touched on. What a difference it seems to have made to each facet of the team, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just shows, I think, the strength and depth in the team. You know, we had a few injuries and we had to adapt and change formation, especially we've been leaking goals towards the end of games, and that's proved really effective for us, and I think the boys have adapted well, and it kind of suits the way we want to defend and the way we want to attack, and I think it's benefited everyone so far, so hopefully it continues.
And it allows you in particular to get quite a lot of space. You've managed to sort of pick little pockets of space to give you the room to spray the ball about. As I say, midfield three seem to have sort of taken that on board and worked well together.
Yeah, I think it's a good formation for the three midfielders, and I think the three of us, Sean Welsh and Abdul, have worked really well together, and we're all three completely different type of midfielders, and I think we kind of gel together and work off each other to use our strengths in and around the pitch, defensively and offensively.
Let's wish you well for today's game.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the thoughts of Ryan Edwards. The big news of the week, Stuart, was Liam Lindsay putting pen to paper on a new 2-year deal. First question I've got to ask is just how good is Liam, and how far can he go in this game?
He's excellent. Yeah, he's excellent. He's came a long way from 2 or 3 years ago, and you remember he was very raw. The manager touched on it. He's prone to some big mistakes, but at the back, that can happen for young boys. I think it's great that he signed here for another 2 years. The manager's touched on it as well. It's a great place for him to play at the minute. He's playing every week in the Scottish Premiership, and he's got everything you want to be a top centre half and go as far as he wants. He's great height, fantastic nair. He's not slow. He can have a turn of pace if need be. And I think it's just, as the manager said, talking, communicating well with the back line. If he brings that to his game, Big Liam can go very far, but it's great for the club that he's committed for 2 years, because what a talent we've got in our hands here.
Absolutely. I don't want to sort of get too deep into this, but what's happened to the typical old-fashioned Scottish centre-half? There's so few of them in the game just now.
I know. I think it's all this, playing out for the back and getting off the goalkeeper and stuff like that's changed everybody's mindset. But I think most people say that they don't mind defenders that defend properly and get rid of the ball and clear their lines and don't take many chances, and Big Liam's one of them.
Absolutely. So the one thing that it does do is give us a starting 11 for next season already, with everybody that signed the longer term deals, and I'm pleased to say yourself included.
I didn't know that. Is that a good team?
I think it looks a good team, I've got to be honest.
A good team in paper.
Yeah. As I say, it's an actual team that you could start tomorrow with no degree of worry. It's a strong starting 11 that is already committed at least to next season.
That's great that the manager's done that. It's credit to them and Big Ian Maxwell to get that sorted. And hopefully we're a no bad team in next year.
Absolutely. I think what the manager will want to do is just add a bit of, he won't want to keep it exactly the same. What he'll do is he'll tweak one or two things about, but that suggests to me that as a club it's well structured, it's well set, it's well run, and that passes itself down to not just players that are already here, but players that may be tempted to come here.
We're doing everything right as a club. Getting our business done early this summer was crucial for us as well. And getting players not just tied down on 1 year and two and 3 year contracts. And we've got that with a lot of key players as well, your Erskines, Doolins, Big Liam signed now as well. Adam Barton's three years as well, yeah. So we've got a lot of key players that are signed up for the short-term future of this club.
And the beauty of this squad, and even with six now that you include the other goalkeeper, the beauty of this squad, it is so flexible, it's so adaptable, and the manager touched on it even in his interview today. Yes, it's 3-5-2, but very quickly it can be 4-2-3-1, it can be 4-4-2, it can be whatever it wants to be, given the quality of what we've got on the bench.
Yeah, the manager's tinkered with it quite a lot this year. He's done it more than he usually does. Usually we stick to it to the 4-2-3-1. It suited the players we had that year, and it seemed to work well for us. This year he's changed up a wee bit, and it seems to have worked. It keeps everybody on their toes, and it gives a lot of players different chances to play as well. And different formations keep everybody on their toes, as I said, Michael.
Yeah, and we talked last Wednesday about how well the development the boys are doing. But here's Davy Wilson, who's, I suspect, going to get a chance today if Abdul's not quite 100%. Declan McDade. And the reason why they're in the squad every week is because they are performing at very high levels in that development squad. They have kicked on, and that's what these guys have got to do, and they're the first two to do just that.
Yeah. The manager goes and watches all the games, and he knows if you perform week in, week out, for the under-20s, you're going to be in around the squad. David Wilson's done it for years now. You know, one thing maybe I would have said maybe a few years back, it would have been maybe a bit beneficial for him to go out on loan. I think that would have really helped him. He'd have been ready to try and make a real claim for a first-team spot. Obviously, listen, the competition in the midfield is probably our strongest area in the full squad. A lot of players that are key players, so it's very tough for him to get a run of starts. But he's definitely got that ability. And if Abdul's no 100% fit today, the manager will have no doubts in putting David Wilson on, because he's a fantastic player, he really is.
Absolutely, and again, every one of the seven, or the six outfield players anyway, that are available to the manager today can bring not just their own strength, but they can bring something that can alter what's out on there, not just in their own position, but they can, you know, as I say, necessitate a change of formation or whatever. That flexibility is so good throughout
the
squad.
Yeah, they can alter the game. You know, Chris Erskine can be brought on
anywhere
to score goals as well. You know, he's a goal scorer. David Amu can come on out wide, or even up front if they're, you know, maybe Addy's struggling with a bit of fitness or whatever. He's got the pace that Addy's got, and he can bring him on up front. You know, Declan's played up front for the 20s as well. He's not quite given the chance yet to do it in the first team. So we've got a lot of boys on the bench that can come on and do their job.
Just our usual quick update then. Any further developments in your situation? Are we still just as we were?
Still as we were. Hopefully back next week. Holy kidding.
Back we are.
No, still slow at the minute. I did see a wee progression this week in some of the exercises I've done, so that's good to see. That keeps you positive, but my main job now is helping use it.
I must say you're doing it exceptionally well. Just lastly, Ryan Scully, dislocated shoulder. It sounds painful. We saw how sore he looked as he went off. Have you had a chance to speak to him, and have you got any idea what kind of position he's in now that he's obviously things have settled down a bit?
Yeah, I spoke to him straight after it on the phone, and I seen him yesterday. He was in yesterday, seen Marcin. It still looks really sore. It's such a shame for him. Every time he gets a run of game, he starts doing really well, he gets injured. It really is such a shame. He was really coming onto his own and making some crucial saves in games and helping the team out. I'm not sure that the sort of timescale we'll be out for. I think it will be a couple of months. And I think he'll need a wee bit of surgery on that shoulder just to fix up slightly. But you know, it's such a shame for him. And listen, he'll come back and he'll be fine. But it's just a wee bit down the now.
Just obviously he will be. But the last question before I let you go, Stuart, is the fans singing his name will have been a huge tonic to him, because he's taken a while to win them over, but he has won them over. And as you said, down. But surely that's going to be a wee boost.
Yeah, I think so. I think when he was drafted in a couple of times last season and this season to start. You know, it was games where we were getting beaten, and maybe Ryan was taking maybe the bulk of the blame, which wasn't his fault. He's got a run of games. The fans saw in the past two or three games he's making outstanding saves. He's a big part of this team, and that'll give him a confidence boost that, you know, he knows that the fans are on his side.
Stuart, it's been a pleasure as always to have you joining us.
Thank you.
We'll talk again at halftime.
Thanks, Michael.
That's the thoughts of Stuart Manigan, and whilst he swaps seats with Raymond Stark, we've got a look back to Wednesday's game against Dundee.
A very good evening and welcome along to the Ladbrokes Premiership game tonight here at Dens Park.
Where's the corner now? Curled in, going towards the back post. Devine's done well, and there's a header. It's come off the underside of the bar, and it's scrambled clear by Dundee.
Ball, but Elliot wins it back now. Osman
who chips it across towards the back post. There's Aziz with a header, and it's in! Aziz has scored! A terrific piece of play from Thistle. Christy Elliott worked the ball inside. It found the cross, and Andy Aziz going straight all the way up the park to celebrate with the Thistle faithful. And finally, Andy Aziz has broke his duck in the league. Up two men there. It's pulled in. And the flashing header there from that cross. It was missed there by the Thistle defence and Ryan Scully. It was just too deep. Dillon does well and knocks it through. Now Aziz is through. Yes, and he's hit the foot of Scott Bain. Back to Scott Bain. Spreads it wide, but again, doesn't this is great work from the front too. And now Aziz, and he's done his robbed hole. Now can he pull it back to Dillon? It's 2-0! Game over, surely now for Thistle. What a brilliant piece of play though. That all down to Andy Aziz. With a great block, corner floated in, and that's Scully's completely missed that. And it was a Day who missed it at the back post.
Two Thistle players on the deck.
Two Thistle players down. So Ryan comes off. And else. A chance now for Torsten Stockman.
You can go through seasons without having a goalie injured near Rufgut now too, and this looks a sore one for Ryan.
He's
really been
laboured off here.
Gingerly coming off, and I would say this is shoulder, wrist, collarbone, something in that neck of the woods, and he looks in a lot of pain, so this is not good news at all for Ryan.